Hello, everybody. This is Tim Morose from The Tim Morose Show, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to learn a little bit more about search engine optimization, to learn some of the secrets that we use, the hidden gems that we practice daily to help get your website more exposure, to help get you more traffic, to help you become a household name in your own local market. And what I want to talk about today is a system for you to use to blog. Systems are fantastic because they're repeatable, step-by-step methods that you can follow day after day or week after week or month after month to create a probable outcome. And everything that we do at Hit Me SEO, for those of you that are tuning in the first time or maybe this is the first time you heard me, my name is Tim Morose and I'm the owner of Hit Me SEO. We're a search engine optimization company in Laytonville, Maryland. We do much more than just SEO. We do pay-per-click marketing, we do blogging, we do content marketing, video optimization, social media. You know what? We have to do it all because that's what Google's looking for. They want to see your website participating in every form of online marketing, and the more that you have your name out there, the more exposure you have, the higher you are going to rank in the search engines. So what we're doing today is we just want to talk a little bit about a system for blogging so you can help improve your reputation on Google. You can help tell Google that you're an authority. You're somebody that is important in your respective field. And you know what's the best part? Anybody can blog. My 10-year-old son can start blogging tonight. My 12-year-old can start blogging. It's never too late. And with Google's new algorithm changes and what they're looking for, quality content, and more quality content, a good blog can get you great exposure and can really help solidify you as the go-to in your community. So without further ado, let's move on to our system for blogging. So first and foremost, what is a blog? A blog is just, it stands for weblog. It's information that people can read concerning products, services, reviews, gossip, finance, anything that people want to write on and just discuss a particular topic. So what we're going to do in this example is last time we used some plumbers as examples in Maryland. So today what we're going to do is we're going to go after one of my favorite clients, which are DUI attorneys, and we're going to talk about a Chicago DUI attorney. So let's say that you're listening to this and you're a DUI attorney in Chicago and you're looking to gain more traffic to your website. The first thing that we need to do is set up a blog on your site. You have pages on your site and then you also have a blog. Now, if you're currently using WordPress, it's very simple. You can just go into your website. If you're hosting your website on WordPress, I should say, you have pages within your site. That's your homepage, that's your About Us page, that's the Contact Us page. So you already have all those things created. You can very simply go into WordPress and hit post. So pages are for the site, posts are more for the blog. So you can go in and create a blog, and you can start writing about any topic you want. So first things first, go in WordPress, hit add a post. And at that point, you'll see a page come up, you'll see a title, you'll see a box of information, and away you go. You can start writing. The difference between a blog and your website itself is your website really is providing value in terms of this is who you are. If you're a Chicago DUI attorney, this is what you've accomplished. These are your fees. This is where you're located. This is, you know, how many years you went to school. This is your ABO rating, all those different things. That's included in the information on the pages of your website. A blog is just simply added value, and it's ways to continually add pages to your website. So once we decide to add a post, we need to come up with a little bit of a system, you know, that we need to follow so that you can go to your assistant and say, here's what we want to do. We want to write 8 blog posts a month. Let's follow this system. We want to do 6 a month. We want to do 4 a week. Whatever it is, you can come up with a system that you can follow and you continue to do it over and over and over again. And I'll tell you what, Google absolutely loves blogs. You know why? Because Google is all about information. Google wants to provide you as a searcher with the most up-to-date, relevant information. There's a reason why Wikipedia ranks so well on organic search. It's because it's providing information that people can go to time and time again. If you go to Wikipedia, if you want to find out about a particular city, or you want to find about, you know, the Boston Marathon and the history of it, or you want to find out about Veterans Day and when it started, you can go to Wikipedia and get information. Well, that's the same thing we're going to do with your blog. Your blog is going to provide information about you, your practice, your city, your profession, all those things, but we're going to do it in a systemized way so we're not overloading Google with information and we're not providing too much sales type copy. We follow a system with each one of our blogs, and I think you'll see that it's pretty easy to do, and you can manipulate it and change a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's still a system, and it's a system that you can repeat and get measurable results. So the first question we usually have when we talk with somebody about blogging is, you know, Tim, how many blogs do I need to be writing? Entirely up to you, but what I would say is minimum, shoot for at least one a week. The reason that you should blog is every time you add a blog post, you're adding an additional page of content to your website. So if you do one blog post a week and you do it for a month, you've added 4.2 blog posts per month. If you do it over the course of the year, you add 52 blog posts or 52 new pages of content for Google to index. So by adding to your site, by constantly putting new information, Google does not see your site as some static site that you built 5 years ago and haven't touched again. It sees your site as a resource of information, and all the things that you're writing about on your blog are going to relate in some way, shape, or form to the content that is on your homepage and the internal pages of your site. So what you're doing is you're building the reputation as, hey, I'm the go-to Chicago DUI attorney. I'm the man. I'm the person you want to go to. If you ever get arrested for DUI or driving under the influence or OWI, whatever it's called in Chicago, but all the information that you're going to put out there is going to be centered around your practice, in your area, your profession. You know, it's all closely related. I say closely related, but at times we can kind of skew away from that, and we can reach, and I'll go into that here in a little bit. So first and foremost, you know, if you're going to put down a system, a checklist that you follow, determine how often you want to do it. And again, my minimum recommendation is once a week. If you have an assistant who can spend more time, then maybe you want to do it twice a week. Maybe you want to do it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. But just determine how many blogs you're going to do. Plain text versus images. So I don't want to get real technical on you here, but if you just put a wall of text up there with nothing else, and let's say you write 400 or 500 words of text, and I pull up your blog and I see it's nothing but word after word after word, and there's no headlines, there's no alt tags, there's no pictures, there's not, it's just words. I'm probably going to hit the back button because, you know what, I'm busy. I don't have time to be reading all through this content. It's a pain in the butt. So when you put your blog together, make sure that it's not just, you just didn't sit down and decide to throw up on the screen and you have run-on sentences and it's just going and going and going. You want to use short sentences. You want to use bulleted posts. You want to bullets or bulleted posts, so you make sure that, you know, every paragraph or two you put a list of bullets, or you put a lot of headlines. You ask questions in your blog like, what would you do if you were arrested for DUI? And then you make that bolded and highlighted, and then you, right below, you can put some more text with answers. But just make sure it's mixed up. Don't hit people with just nothing but text, because I promise you, you may get ranked, but nobody's really going to read it. So the first thing is, you know, just make sure you're using a variety of different things. You can use infographics. I'll tell you what is absolutely killing it in Google right now is the use of YouTube videos. If you have a video about your company, oh, good gosh. One, you can get it ranked easily on YouTube. I mean, literally, in like 15 minutes, you can get something ranked on YouTube if you know what you're doing. And before you ask, I will do a podcast on that later on, and I'll make sure that we include how you can optimize your videos so they can rank well on YouTube. And in many cases, they rank well on Google as well. But if you can include, you know, you go through and you're talking about something in your area, and then you have a video on there that's related to what you're talking about, money! I mean, just, you hit it out of the park. Google's going to love it. They'll eat it up. They'll have your website ranked in no time. So avoid plain text. That's the first rule. So onto the system, if you will. What I like to do is I like to promote myself every 4 times. What I mean by promote myself every 4 times. If I write 4 blog posts, I'm not writing all about me. I'm not writing about how wonderful I am, or how wonderful I think I am, I should say. I'm writing about different information that's providing value to my readers. So I may write the first one about my profession. So write about information on your profession. If you're a Chicago DUI attorney, talk about DUI laws. Talk about, you know, how people are, you know, passing the bar at a higher rate, or people are failing the bar, or, you know, people are doing something within the DUI world that might be of value to a reader, something about your profession. So let's just say we're doing this 1 week, you know, four times a month. So week one, you write information about your profession. Second week comes around, you tell your assistant, hey, write a blog post. And she's probably expecting you to say, hey, you know, write how wonderful I am. Nope, not yet. Now we want to talk about your industry and your city. So if you're in Chicago, we want to talk about what's going on. You know, has a celebrity recently been arrested in Chicago? Does the cold weather prevent DUI checkpoints? Are we having a lot of snow? So, you know, more people have been getting arrested for DUI because they're a little bit less responsive behind the wheel and they're sliding a little bit more and they're hitting parked cars or whatever it is. Tie in your industry and your city. Now, it's okay to go ahead and put a link back to, you know, contact me, but don't promote yourself in the second blog post. Listen, there's plenty of time to talk about how wonderful you are. There's plenty of time to talk about why you're the best DUI attorney in Chicago or wherever else you are or whatever else your product or service is, but go after your industry and your city. Because for the most part, unless you're a, you know, someone that's selling nationally, most local businesses are tied to their local market. So it's a great idea for you to talk about your city and your industry. So now we move on to week three. Now we just want to talk about your city. If you're in Chicago, let's talk about how the Cubs, you know, didn't lose 100 games this year. Let's talk about, you know, the Bulls and how well they're playing, or maybe the Bears, or, you know, talk about different events, art festivals that are going on in the city, or how it's unseasonably warm. And, you know, it only snowed 2 feet this past weekend compared to last year it snowed 1 foot. Just information about your city. And again, what you're trying to do is just get relevant information out there, because your blog is part of your site. So if the homepage of your website is talking about Chicago DUI attorney, and then you have additional pages within your site supporting Chicago, supporting DUI attorneys, supporting these different areas, Google's going to look at that entire site and realize, hey, you know what? This is a pretty good site about Chicago DUI. They got blogs, they got pages, they got pictures, they got video, they got it all. So talk about information in your city and nothing really related to law, if that's the case here. And then we're on to week four. Guess what? This is your proud moment, your shining moment. You get to talk about you. You get to talk about how wonderful you are. You get to talk about the case you just won, and you get to talk about how you were just handed this, you know, this client that there was no chance in the world that they would have ever won, but you got them off on a technicality. Or how you had a jury trial and you won it because of this or this or this. Or maybe you just want to talk about how your firm's expanding or how you've added more people. But every fourth post you can talk about what you do, put links back to your bio, you know, contact us, every fourth post. By doing it this way, what you're doing is, not to tell my age, and I probably sound younger than I actually am, or old, I have no idea. I don't know what I sound like on this thing. I just decided to throw on a headset and start talking and see if I can provide some value to people and see if I can help change the world, help change lives all across this USA. Who knows? I'm just... What you are doing by doing four blog posts on different topics is very similar to those of you who've grown up in small town USA, where you pass by the same market every morning, and let's say that they would have, you know, seedless grapes for sale, 99 cents a pound. And then you go buy again the next week and it says seedless grapes, 99 cents a pound. And then you go buy again and it's seedless grapes. Well, after a while, you don't care about seedless grapes. And I don't even know if they cost 99 cents, but that's the last thing you care about is seedless grapes. But then one day you drive by and it says homegrown tomatoes, $1.29 a pound. It caught your attention. It was something different. It was something that, okay, well, now I want to go in there and see it. It's not, you know, I want to go in and feel these tomatoes. I want to eat these tomatoes. I can't wait to make tomato salad. I know I'm stretching here. But what I'm saying is, when you have the same message over and over and over and over again, people miss it. And that's what I see so often with not only DUI attorneys, but anybody who's doing a blog. They write a blog and all they're doing is they're trying to just tell people why they should buy, why they should buy, why they should buy, why I'm the best, why you should buy me because I'm the best. It gets old. Nobody cares. It's like the people go on Facebook and all they do is talk about, you know, their business. Who cares? Nobody. So by mixing up the information, what you're going to do is you're going to interact with your potential clients a little bit more. You're going to give them value. You're going to provide them with something that they can use. And you know what? As they start reading, they're not just going to read one blog post. They're going to read a second and a third and a fourth. But they're reading about information that's of interest to them. And then they find your blog that's, you know, highlighting your services. So follow the system. And again, I don't care what the system is, but every fourth or fifth one, you're allowed to talk about yourself. Your reward for writing three blog posts about the weather and all this other stuff is on every fourth one, you get to write about yourself. And you can say what you've done and why people should work with you. It's going to do so much for you overall because it's going to help build your website and make you more relevant for a variety of terms and topics. You're adding content to your website regularly, so it's not static. It's not sitting over in the corner collecting dust. You're constantly adding new information, and Google will see that. And then the other thing you want to do with each one of your blog posts is get social. And what I mean by social is share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, share it on Pinterest. Do all those things. And do I believe that somebody's going to go to Facebook to find a DUI attorney? No, I don't. I don't think anyone's going to go, boy, I'm glad I hired Joe Smith this past weekend because, man, I sideswiped a car driving home one night and I was all banged up and my attorney got me up. No, nobody's going to write about that. That's not why you post it on Facebook or Twitter. The reason you post it on Facebook or Twitter is because Google will see that as a social signal. Every time something is shared, it's kind of like a plus one. So by sharing this information, somebody's going to read it, and then they're going to pass it on. And they, if they find something of value, they may pass it on to a friend, or they may be, you know, it may be something that they see on Twitter or something they see on Facebook, and it's talking about the Cubs or the Bulls. And now it's a little bit of name recognition. Now, you know, maybe they've heard of your firm before, and now next time when something comes up where they are in an unfortunate situation and they get arrested, now they're thinking of you because in the back of their mind they heard something about you before. They just can't put their finger on it. But when they do a Google search and you start moving up the rankings because you're adding all of this content on a regular basis, now it's going to click. And people are going to see, oh yeah, this is the guy. I remember. I've heard that name before. You know what? I trust that guy because I've heard the name before. They don't realize that they read something on Facebook or Twitter. It's now they trust you a little bit more. Now they're willing to pick up the phone and give you a call. So this goes for not only DUI attorneys. I'm using that as an example, and I'll try to do a variety of examples throughout all of my shows. But this is your system for blogging. So, you know, make sure you have a focus. Make sure you have a title, what you're going to write about. Use a variety of different keywords throughout, and don't get too caught up in optimizing your blog. It's just really writing. You're providing value. Look at it in terms of, is my reader going to find this information useful, or are they going to find this kind of as, you know, a big BS sales pitch? So write with the user in mind, the reader in mind, and then, you know, make sure you mix it up. Make sure you're using, you know, plain text as well as images and videos and infographics and those other things. And then follow a system of writing about yourself every fourth or fifth time. So write about your profession 1 week, then write about your industry or your city another week, then write about information about your city that has nothing to do with your profession. And then on the fourth one, write about yourself. It's okay. Look at me. I'm awesome. I'm great. I'm fantastic. You want to read about me. That way, what you're doing is you're truly providing value, and you truly have the ability to talk about yourself as well, but it's not coming across in a way where, you know, you have your hand in the air. So me, look at me, look at me. So that's our simple system for blogging. You can do any variation of this. If you're a real go-getter and you're just starting out, hey, it's okay to blog 7 times a week. It's okay to write a different blog, but just follow the system. Every fourth or fifth time, write about yourself. The other times, write about something that's of interest. You really want to kill it? Go into Google Trends, type in your city, and see what's happening in the city. And the day you're supposed to write about what's going on, just write about a local trend. Write about how the weather has changed, or there's an arts festival in town, or whatever. Maybe the lake froze over, and you can, you know, make it from here to here on a snowmobile now. Whatever. I think you get my point. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Again, my name is Tim Rose. I'm the owner of Hit Me SEO. We're a search engine optimization and marketing firm in Laytonville, Maryland. We specialize in all forms of SEO. We love working with DOI attorneys. We love working with plastic surgeons. But you know what? We work with a lot of different companies, from dog trainers to plumbers to heating and air to mortgage companies. But what I want to do is I want to provide you with the tools necessary that, and maybe you're not in a position right now to go and hire somebody to do the work for you. So I want to give you the kind of lift up the see what's under the hood here, if you will, and show you what we do, and you can start implementing it. And you know what? Just start taking one step at a time, and the next thing you know, for every blog post, you can kind of expect about 20 visits a month. That's on the conservative side. But imagine you write 4 blog posts a month, that's 80 new visitors to your site. And then you do it again next month, now you got 80, now you're up to 160. And then month 3, for those of you who are good at math, what's that? 240. And you just keep building. And all of a sudden, now your phone starts ringing because you're giving Google and people exactly what they're looking for. Useful, relevant information. So if you want to learn more about HitMe SEO, please don't hesitate to go to www.hitmeseo.com. Go to LinkedIn. You can check me out. My name again is Tim Moroz. Or you can go to the timmorozshow.com and you can find out more. You can get more information on shows that I've done in the past. And my goal is I'm going to keep providing you value. And do me a favor. If you follow one of my strategies, if you follow one of my techniques and you've had success, don't keep it to yourself. Let me know, because that's what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this so I can help improve your website presence and help you make more money. Thank you so much again for listening. And until next time, I'm Tim Moroz on The Tim Moroz Show. Take care.